Mike.
Yes, Mr. President.
Would you try to set up liaison with this fellow to keep me informed on what he's doing with the Republican House members?
Bob Jackson? Yes, I will, Mr. President. I'm in touch with him now, and why don't I give you a daily report? Do you want, or...
Tell him I've talked to all the Southern people, and I've talked to some of the wheat people, and I just want a daily report.
All right.
I don't want to bring this bill up unless if I'm going to get ruined and get hurt.
Yeah.
And at last time they got 33 votes. This morning we voted out 17-13 the wheat bill.
Yes.
And it looks like to me that with labor all for it, with textiles all for it, and with the leadership all for it, the president, we could put the votes together, but it's a lot's going to depend on how many of men like Bob Stevens and them can get among their Republicans, and I just want to see what they're doing.
All right. He says this is really a tough fight because they're bringing in the Farm Bureau people by the busloads, because in a sense this is also a critical battle for the Farm Bureau. Because they put everything on the line in this fight, so it's tough. He told me, as I said in the memorandum, he thought he had 25 votes, but he needs more than that. I will get you a daily report.
Now, what about this group that I'm seeing at 4:30?
I never heard of them except that I've gotten complaints about it. I asked Kenny where it came from, and he said that Senator Smathers had asked for an appointment, but wasn't sure
what
the...
Why don't you come in and sit in with us?
I will, Mr. President. I'm with Tony Boyle now, trying to quiet him down.
Well, why don't you bring him in and say hi to you, and then...
I don't think the way he feels now, I think he'd just take up your time. I'd better quiet him down and make an appointment for you in a week or two.
Well, if you want
for that
to bring
purpose.
Him down and... shake hands and just let me meet him and then take him on in the cabinet room and try to quiet him down. What, has Utah got him mad?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's talking about jobs are lost. You're talking about poverty while at the same time you destroy the livelihood of the coal miners in the Appalachian area and that kind of talk. I think he's wrong, but I think we want his help, so we have to pay some attention to him. All right, I'll bring him down
and
shake hands
with him.
Bring him down
and walk right on through and then take him to the cabinet room, and then you can come in a little later with this group.
All right, Mr. President, I will.